Yeah, get your ass up, nigga. It's your boy Fort Knox.
And Jersey Girl.
Good morning. This is the morning show, The Firing Squad. Today we're going to talk about the top five hip-hop haircuts of all times. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop has went through many, many phases, and a lot of people don't understand that the fashion, you know, impact really kind of drove the music, because the styles that these artists were wearing in the videos became the styles. Well, they was either emulating what was in the street, or maybe they got on to something a little quicker and started their own styles, and people in the street copied them. So it was like a life imitate art kind of thing, and people really don't give credit to the swag. You know, a lot of these artists nowadays, they just on some weirdo, crazy looking shit, not realizing that, which is kind of influential in its own way too. And we're going to get to that later in the show. But right now we're talking about the top five. So what we got coming in at number five, Jersey Girl?
Number five is the all-time Gumby.
Yeah, the Gumbies was dope. You know, Bobby Brown had a Gumby. A couple of the other rappers had Gumbies.
Everybody couldn't rock
a Gumby. Because if your head was lopsided anyway.
That just made you look
exactly. And then what happened with the Gumby, we're going to do a slash on the ramp. Because, see, the Gumby was the sideways one. And then they came with the ramp, trying to push it to the front. And then a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, they was balding up top in the middle. So they tried to get the ramp going. And the shit, your head looked like a really did look like a ramp and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, big shout to everybody was wearing the Gumbies and the ramps. What's
I'm
number
happy
four?
That the Gumbies went out. Number four is the Shags. That's another one that I'm happy went out of style, the Shag, because that looked real stupid, just that little bushy part at the back of somebody's neck. Like, that really.
But I'm going to tell you, you know, and I just was thinking about this. What I think the Shag came from, if you remember the Fat Boys, when they used to have the lodging hats, your boy from the Honeymooners, the Ralph Cramden shit, and he had the rat tail, the raccoon tail on the hat. If you really look at that and you look at what the Shag is, I guarantee you somebody had an idea like that. But to cut your whole head to a fade and then leave the bottom part, and then what the real crazy shit was when niggas started jerry curling the Shag in the back, put the curl activator in the Shag, nigga.
Now, I was just watching a video the other day, and if I'm not mistaken, it was Jeremiah that had a Shag in this video, and he just looked ridiculous. Like, I love Jeremiah.
Yeah, they trying to bring the style back, but
things should just
need to stay back. Or, you know what it is? You got to do it for a certain video or for the awards. You know, it's for an event. It's kind of like a costume.
Yeah,
that ain't your style, my nigga.
Like
you need to stick with a regular.
Like the barber forgot the rest of your neck, my
nigga. You know what I mean? But what's the next one?
Number three is the fade with the half moon. Now
that's classic. That's classic. And
you
can really
still get that now.
I still get a Caesar fade. You know what I'm saying? So
it looks nice on you. It looks nice when you get your little hook part or whatever.
And it's clean.
Sweating you. But yeah, it looks nice. But a lot of times, sometimes, if you got a hot dog neck, that ain't for you.
Yeah, that's another thing, bro. All y'all niggas with these big whole pack
like of you got hot dog
ballpark franks on the back of your neck.
Listen, you need to get
the barber got to hold your skin back.
Something.
Look, he got to pull your skin back just to scalp it. Like, come on, dog. You know what I mean? So you need to do just keep it dark if you got the thing, because you could just edge up the outside, line the line
and
up.
Keep your little frown,
you feel what I'm saying?
Something like that.
But them hot dog neck niggas need to cut it. They need to cut it. What's the next one?
The next one is number two is the Jerry Curl.
Nah, okay. Jerry Curls is classic, man. Let me tell you something. Jerry Curl, big shout to everybody listening from the West Coast, from down south, man. I'm going to tell you something, bro. The Jerry Curl is so classic. All my peoples from Memphis will know this too. We had, yo, I was down in Memphis 97, 98, 99. It was cats at the drive-thru with gold teeth and Jerry curls in 1998. I guarantee you go down there right now and they still got a Jerry curl.
People with a Jerry curl. I see this lady every time I go in a supermarket. She's a security guard there and she has a Jerry curl. With that Michael Jackson curl in the front, curl like that.
Yo, man, some niggas just got lost in the past, baby.
And I just be looking at her like, damn, lady, it is like 2016 and you still got shit. Like, where the fuck do you even buy the shit to make a Jerry
Back
curl at?
To the future. Like, God damn. But I was going to say, though, Cube made the Curl classic. You know what I'm saying? Boys Cube, in the Hood. Easy made it. Easy was the cool. Easy could wear a Curl right now and get it off. Word is more. Some cats is this classic. That's just they look Cube. You know what I'm saying? Ice-T. You can't forget about Ice-T.
Pillowcases and
hey man, nah, the illest shit was coming to America when they had the couch and they would set up the Soul Glow. You know what I'm saying?
Just Soul Glow, yeah.
You know
that
what
was
man?
Classic.
So exactly. You know, big shout out to the Jerry Curl. Now stop that shit because it's too fucking it's in the future, my nigga. Come on now, come on. That's why your brain all scooped out. Come on, what's the next
one? Number one, drum roll please.
Brrr, we ain't got no sound effects.
This little chart. All right, number one is the high top. Okay, now.
Yeah, the high top / flat top. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to give all credit, for real.
My man Kid. Christopher Kid Reed.
Because he was rocking this damn big ass flat top.
Yo, man.
Forever. So you had every kid in every hood.
Trying to get their flat top up like that.
Flat top.
They actually end up bringing the Afro picks back. Because of the flat top, the high top fade.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So
and
it was kind of like,
that
and then.
Look at these kids now, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they're
now.
Trying to bring it back, but it looks crazy.
But it looks crazy because they're doing it with they're making it look nappy instead of straight.
Yeah, well, see, that's another thing we forgot. That's a six man off the bench pick, the nappy look, the nappy, not the dreads, but the twist, the nappy twist. Was a dope style for a brief minute in the 90s. Big shout to Brand Nubian. Big shout to Arrested Development. You know, a lot of these cats that was bringing the nappy twist. Now, what they've done is they put the fade, the high top fade with the nappy twist. So it's kind of like a fusion of styles. But like Jersey Girl said, and I'll let her speak on it more because I don't care what y'all niggas look like as long as y'all listening to my station. But everybody can't wear everything. You got Derrick Rose. See, these NBA niggas, that's what we really going to take some shots at. These NBA niggas making millions on millions on millions on millions. And y'all need a hair. Kevin Durant need a haircut. I'm sorry.
First of all,
he got BBB shots. I'm sorry, my dude. Use a baller, but you need your haircut, dog.
Let me say this. Everybody gets on LeBron. About
his hairline.
At
least he keep it cut.
Now you know in the movie.
Now his hairline terrible. That hairline is terrible.
What was the movie that they said that Clue had a Caesar in a fade?
Oh, that's Backstage. Yeah, he had all you okay. Ripping all the Five Boroughs. We shot the Dame Dash on that.
Now,
that was crazy.
That was funny. Now that's what LeBron got going on. But Kevin Durant got the same damn thing.
No,
going
Kevin
on
Durant too. Ain't got the same. Kevin Durant look like he don't even brush his shit.
Listen.
That's how your hair look when you've been sleeping all night in the pillow and you on the tour bus or some shit and your head, even if it's low, it's going to look nappy and beady. He look like he's from Botswana somewhere. Big shout out to my people from Botswana. No disrespect. But your boy looking crazy. He looks crazy.
They all look crazy, but this is what
the craziest
is that you have all of this money and you and I mean, I'm quite
they don't care.
Barbers that can,
let me tell you something. Wait a minute. Time out. Let me tell you something. These cats, every team, every player got their own barber that will meet them anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Big shout to a popular DJ in New York City who got his DJ came to the radio station to cut his hair. Okay? So if the most popular DJs in the city got this, you know these NBA players got this.
Right.
So therefore, this is just about I don't give a fuck. That's what that's called. I play ball. I'm rich and famous. These thoughts going, you know what I mean, hold me down anyway, no matter what my hair look like. But I'm going to tell you who got the stupidest looking haircut, and you know what I mean, in the NBA. Your man, Iman Shumpert. This nigga got a high top fade last couple years. Okay, we let you slide. Then he put some old El DeBarge curl activator in the fade. So the shit was flopping around. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? What's that chick he mess with?
Tiana
Taylor, whatever. Yo, what is you doing to this nigga?
They got a beautiful baby, though.
Big shout to their baby. What is he doing with his head?
I don't know, but I mean.
That's why he can't make no shots, because the damn Jerry Curl juice is dripping in his eyeballs with the sweat.
Well, listen,
what is going
they
on?
Just being creative with the look, you know, they taking it and they trying
man,
to
man, you is not no rock star, nigga. Come on
he's
now, y'all got
rock star to himself.
Y'all got
let
y'all title. Big
great.
Shout to the Cavs too. Y'all got y'all title. They walking around, you know what I mean? The whole goddamn team walking around with the no shirts on, looking like the Let's Get It boys and shit. You know what I'm saying? Looking like the 292 boys. But it's all good. I ain't going to hate on that. J.R. Smith got his ring. You know, big shout out to Mo Williams. Big shout out to all the cats off the bench. See, that's the cats that, you know, don't get no love. You know what I'm saying? Mo Williams is a baller, man. He come through, do his thing. Mon Shumpert is good at times. And sometimes you don't know where the hell he at. But anyway, man, we're going to talk about that on another show. This has been the Firing Squad. Check us out, hoodchart.com, Hoodchart Radio. Hit us up all across social media at Firing Squad Show or at Hood Chart Radio. You can hit us up either one. You got some music you want to submit, you want to hit us up, send a request, you got some topics you want to talk about, send us anything, man. We here. So what's going on? This Fort Knox
and Jersey Girl,
and it's the Firing Squad. Let's get it, 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 bitch. You fucking up my sign off. Bitch!
I was sign off.
Man, you gonna try to steal my sign
I'm
off.
I'm stealing everything.
I'm cutting your mic. We out. Bitch!